Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Global Youth NZ on RFM's Youth Zone. Hi, I'm Jaden.
And I'm Jayushka. Join us every Wednesday afternoon as we explore the variety of cultures that call Dunedin home.
Through interviews, conversation and music, we'll expand your knowledge of the world and expose you to new ideas from a youth perspective.
That's Global Youth, 4pm Wednesdays, right here on RFM Dunedin 105.4.
Podcasts available from the Youth Zone app, yznz.app.
Kia ora everybody and welcome to Global Youth NZ on 105.4 FM. We hope that you guys are enjoying your holidays, but just for starters, let's listen to some music.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best. Sometimes it lasts in love. hurts instead.
Videos, gig guides, and live streaming radio made right here in Dunedin just for you.
The rest of my day.
Global Youth NZ on ORFM's Youth Zone. Hi, I'm Jaden.
And I'm Jayushka. Join us every Wednesday afternoon as we explore the variety of cultures that call Dunedin home.
Through interviews, conversation and music, we'll expand your knowledge of the world and expose you to new ideas from a youth perspective.
That's Global Youth, 4pm Wednesdays, right here on ORFM Dunedin 105.4.
Podcasts available from the Youth Zone app, yznz.app.
You're tuned into the Youth Zone, 4 to 5 p.m. weekdays on Otago Access Radio.
Have you ever wanted to make your own radio show?
Youth Zone on Otago Access Radio is a unique chance to get your voice on the air for free.
If you want more information, you can contact the station at 47 16161 or email youthzone@or.org.nz.
Hi everyone, it's the Global Youth NZ. How is everyone doing? I'm here with Jaden today.
Yeah.
And today we'll be talking about a very different range of topics, I guess, don't you think, Jaden?
Yep.
We're talking about vaping. Well, we're anti-vapists.
The way you say it, though.
Yeah. And about language barriers, so yeah.
Yeah, so just before that, it is the holidays, so we're just going to go around in a circle and talk about our holidays, and there's only two of us, so it's going to be pretty quick. So, how was your holidays?
My holidays are great, actually.
What have you been doing?
Close to nothing. No, I've been doing lots at home and helping out at home and staying at home, inside the home, yeah. Sounds great.
It's good. I guess you can chill out, no stress from any schoolwork and just chilling, you know?
Yeah. How about you?
So we went on a road trip from Dunedin to Auckland. It was 8 days in total, and we flew back down from Auckland. And in that time, I actually did quite a few cool stuff. I did bungee jumping. I did skydiving from 18,500 feet.
Wow.
And whitewater rafting. So it was new experiences. It was very cool. But
sounds pretty full on.
Yeah, it is. But now back here, so just going to have to get used to sad life. Nah, JK. But, we do have externals coming up next month. So yeah.
Well, I can't really say that Dunedin life is the greatest, but it's still pretty good. Yeah, it's definitely not the worst.
Yes. Okay, so now, vaping is something that is very popular in this day and age, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. It's something that's just like recently as in probably in the last 10 years or 7 years that has really come around the board, yeah.
Like vaping wasn't really it was always a thing, I guess, but it wasn't really something that was really popular until maybe social media influencers started using it, or it started to get advertised more, or it would be you could personalize it, or it would look very appealing, like you know like a jewel, right? So for those who don't know what that is, it's spelled J-U-U-L, and it's a company that makes vapes, and it looks really cool. It actually just looks like a flash drive, but it is quite harmful for you.
Yeah, so like what I think the company was aiming for, like, is a very discreet, like it's less suspicious, like it's easy to hide. So that's probably why that they made that. And I think there's been a rise on vaping because of having like smoking being more stricter rules on like your traditional tobacco smoke. So then people, the government has cracked down, and you have to obviously show identification like to buy them and stuff. So you have to be over 18. And so having vaping, especially selling online, it's easier for teenagers to get access to that. And obviously when you see your friends doing it, peer pressure kicks in.
And people do say that you can vape to quit smoking, and I think that it is pretty cool that you can, but some people, they actually start off with vaping and then they get addicted to it. So vaping originally was something created for smokers that wanted to get off smoking, but even in some cases they get addicted to vaping. But then in other cases, young people especially, they they some people, they actually vape to start off with, which gets them addicted to it. Yeah, so are there a lot of people that vape at your school?
I'm not too sure because I don't think I hang around with it.
Okay.
I don't think I hang around with those sort of people or associate with them, but I definitely think there is, and it's still pretty new. And the other thing is that schools haven't really adapted their policies and stuff to deal with it, and it's hard for especially older teachers to like know how to deal with it. So I think that it's definitely an issue, and kids are definitely getting away with it, and they're challenged on like you're not allowed to do vaping, they can like sort of bring up that where does it say that in the school rules.
Yeah.
And because some vapes don't actually have tobacco products or like inside, so they can take that fight, you know.
Yeah. Also, one other thing is that actually in my school, quite a lot of people vape, I reckon. Not in school, but like I see on Instagram. And then they always put like this like music in the background and like make it seem real cool. But, vaping is actually bad for your health. And a lot of it does have nicotine in it. And nicotine is a toxic substance. You know, it can raise your blood pressure and spike your adrenaline, which increases your heart rate and the likelihood of having a heart attack. So vaping can have a lot of side effects.
Yeah, and those side effects are pretty much all nasty. So, yeah.
Yeah, so just before we continue, Jay actually has a speech about vaping, and I reckon that would be really great if you could share it. Okay. So everyone could listen. So take it away.
Okay. So I start off with a slam poem, so it's a bit dramatic.
Okay.
Inhale. Exhale. The rhythm of life. Vapor escaping beneath your nose, a euphoric sense of high. Why ignore those lows? Dad does it. Maybe I could try. Years of life drifting away in swirls of smoke. Out the window, cradling a legacy. Do you know what you're doing? Making more as liquid to gas has to condense. Flooding my pockets, I got no sense. Did it start off as a scent, a trail to a trend? Now, sweet part of life you can't comprehend. The way you get through things when you're feeling lost. But do the puffer clouds create the joy of light that you desire? Can you feel that addiction creeping up on you? Fill the tank, change the coil, experiment with flavor. Has it become your second nature? How about the people watching you drown in a disguised smog of chemicals? Yes, chemicals. Formaldehyde. Dicetel, benzene, you probably don't even know what I mean. Well, think again, nicotine eating the insides, crawling into your brain, destroying your development, increasing your depression, moods rage like a tide. Anxiety has risen, and I'm influenced to hide. Can I wind back to the time my lungs still functioned and I felt fine? The act of inhaling and exhaling aerosol, also known as a vapor, is a new trend to hit this era. But still, a lot of people don't know exactly what it is. There are many different types of e-cigarettes, but a basic component of a vape is the tank that heats the liquid, transforming it into a vapor and held through a mouth tip. A lot of people compare it to a cigarette, but your traditional one is a paper cylinder filled with shredded tobacco leaves and using combustion, it burns along with thousands of chemicals entering your system. So truly, vapes are not the same thing, but they do the same job. Deliver nicotine, but in different ways. The most common reason that people decide to engage in this behavior is the fact that it is a healthier alternative to regular smoking, which is weird because vaping isn't an approved smoking cessation device, meaning stopping. Other reasons include, first, aesthetical feel, medicinal purposes, and social image. The point of vapes was to help people quit traditional smoking. But what has happened is non-smokers have picked this up. E-liquids are available in hundreds of flavors, which are attracting the younger generation. Teens do it for their social image because it crowns them in the cool kid category. They can take that perfect mirror selfie framed in a mushroom haze of smoke. In the US, 2/3 of vapers are young people, and 1 in 5 high school students are vaping. They find the smell easy to hide and can use it almost anywhere, and having a bad influence from family and friends makes the habit easy to pick up. Here is the tripwire of this contraption. What is that secret liquid you inhale? Tobacco oil from China? Are you second guessing yourself? because the contents could potentially be contaminated. The common base used are propylene glycol and vegetable glycerin, which are food safe. However, the lungs are so different to your stomach. So we think we are safe because we might vape nicotine free, but vaping itself is harmful in its own unique way. Harnessing the aerosol directly into your lungs thinking it's just water vapor is not true. It's actually chemical particles. Vapes contain formaldehyde, which causes cancer, and it's used to embalm the dead. Dicetel, the main cause of popcorn lung disease, and no, not the one you eat in the movies, and acetone, used in nail polish remover. That stuff reeks. There isn't enough research into vaping products and the long-term effects due to them only recently hitting the market. But a study conducted on mice proved that the vapor alters the immune cells, making them prone to infection. Being under 18 means you can't rock up to them authorized sellers, so it's either .com or the shady guy in the alley. Ironically, there is no product safety standards for consumers in New Zealand. So do you really want to be the next lab rat? This is a new problem arising to the top of the pot, and the world is trying to break through the top skin and scoop into its solution. Our government has claimed to ban all promotion, sponsorship, and advertising of products. But in comparison to America, who are banning all flavors as well, we have only skimmed the top coat. The health warning issued by the US in response to the 6 deaths and hundreds in hospital has been clear. Avoid purchasing off-street vape containing vitamin E or cannabis, and don't be modifying store-bought products. But as our legislation is still currently brewing, we might be leaning towards stealing America's recipe too, after finding out how well it tastes. So, in conclusion, we don't need our generation of the never user to start vaping, because it's not any safer than traditional smoking. You expose yourself to all these new dangers, chemicals, higher risks, nicotine, and once you start, cutting off becomes an issue. If you have started vaping, it's not too late to stop. Remember back to my poem earlier? Do you know what you're doing? Maybe you weren't aware of the effects it has on your body, your tipuna, but now that you are, I want you to make an informed decision. That feeling of being skuxgy is only temporary, but the lasting scars of vaping are permanent. I'll leave you with, can I wind back to the time my lungs still function and I felt fine?
Ooh, oh my god. That was deep. Oh my gosh. And that skuxgy part, that's, I laugh not because I thought it was funny, but it's so true, eh? They vape and they're like, yeah, skuxgy. Yeah, skuxgy.
My teacher, she's like, my English teacher, she like actually came up to me like, what's that word that you used at skuxgy. The end? And I was like, skuxgy. She's like, what does it mean? Can I use it? And I'm like,
skux gangster. Oh my gosh, right, okay, so jokes aside, that was very strong, and I think it's true, a lot of people are malinformed on what is actually, what, like, a vape contains. You know, a lot of people, like, websites that, all the people that sell it, they always say that, oh, it's good because it helps you get off smoking, but they don't know that vaping actually presents its own set of dangers with it.
Yes.
Yeah, so, no, but that was really great. That was like, oh, that was so skuxgy. That was so good.
I was just thinking that, like, what about all those teenagers who've never smoked a cigarette?
Yeah, exactly. And now they're starting with
and
vaping.
And there's actually a study that, like, maybe now they started vaping, they're going to start smoking as well.
Yeah, so, like, one thing leads to another, not just for vaping, but, you know, we're talking about vaping, so... Yeah, and, yeah, but, no, that was really great.
Oh, thank you.
I can see you in the flashing lights. Did you come along tonight?
We ain't getting any younger. No, no, we ain't getting any.
Yeah.
We ain't getting any younger. No, no, no.
I never hesitate, no. I never, never wait, never, never wait, no. If I want it, then I get it, you should get it straight, though. Roll up a little something just to medicate, yo. Don't want you to be no sidekick, I want you to be my sidekick. Hey. Say you want someone to ride with, say you want me up inside quick.
Don't wanna waste your time.
If I wanna wifey, but you could be my lady friend. Yeah, we could love for one night. See, scratch that. Now make it two, now make it ten. Swear our whole generation is so indecisive, waiting on some filtered perfection, and I'm waiting your whole life. It's wanna ride or die, next minute want someone nice, but I want you right now. Come here right quick.
Don't wanna waste your time.
Let's live it up.
No, 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 no.
We don't have to calm
down, 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 down. We ain't getting any younger.
So let's
live it up, live it up. We ain't getting any younger. No, no.
Live it up, live it up.
Quit my job. Now I'm waiting in the rain for the bus. Wondering how I'm supposed to pay for my rent tomorrow. I'll pay, steal, or borrow. I'm still figuring it out. I just saved my stuff for a one-way ticket to explore. Don't know where, but I'll chances at the board. You might think I'm crazy, but that shit don't faze me. I'm still figuring it out. I got a real good feeling we're gonna be alright. Not gonna live forever, but we know the best part is the ride. No matter where we're going, it's gonna be alright. Not gonna live forever. Right now, the best part's what we don't know. Take a little step into the unknown. Everybody's trying to tell me no, no,
no, no.
I wanna bless the rains and dance away like Toto wherever I go. Got no plan, just gonna see where I end up, do what I can, and see how far I stretch my luck. Now that it's all behind me, maybe I'll miss it slightly. I'm still figuring it out. Right now, the best part's what we don't know. Take a little step into the unknown. Everybody's trying to tell me no, no.
Got a real good feeling, it's gonna be alright. Not gonna live forever, but we know the best part is the ride. No matter where we're going, it's gonna be alright. Not gonna live forever. Right now, the best part's what we don't know.
Nikki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. G to the A, to the N, to the G. B to the A, to the N, to the G. Hey.
Youth NZ on ORFM's Youth Zone. Hi, I'm Jaden.
And I'm Jayushka.
Join us every Wednesday afternoon as we explore the variety of cultures that call Dunedin home.
Through interviews, conversation and music, we'll expand your knowledge of the world and expose you to new ideas from a youth perspective.
That's Global Youth, 4pm Wednesdays, right here on ORFM Dunedin 105.4.
Podcasts available from the Youth Zone app, yznz.app.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Global Youth NZ, not Zone, by the way.
Yeah.
My mistake. And today, well, this is the second half of our show today. Jaden.
Sorry, I'm moving the mic. I'm not farting. I'm sorry. Okay, let's carry on.
So today we would like to talk about language barriers.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, well, it's not that funny. It's the cool thing is we actually speak like three languages.
Yay. Yeah.
Each of us.
I reckon you should say something in all three languages. I won't guess what you're saying, but just go. So say you're okay. Wait, no, do it in the other two languages because we're speaking the first one right now.
Yeah, true. Okay. So I will say in Māori. Kei te. No, not that one. Hold on. Kei te pēhia koe, which means how are you? And then I'll say the same thing in Hindi, which is aap kaise hai.
Ooh, okay. It sounds kind of similar.
Really? Now your turn.
Okay. So apart from English, so my mom is Vietnamese, so I speak Vietnamese, and how you say how are you in Vietnamese is bạn có khỏe không? Which means how are you? And then I also speak Mandarin, so I'm sure a lot of people already know this. It's 你好吗? Or you can also say 你怎么样? So yeah, I think learning languages is a very important thing, especially if it's your mother tongue. Because if you learn your mother tongue like from your parents, or you know, then it's really cool because when you go back to your country, then you can learn more about your culture as well and be more connected.
And learning your mother tongue, it's like good because you're always going to be in that environment at
home.
Yes,
exactly.
That everyone's speaking. It's not like it's only in that particular classroom that you actually use that language.
Yeah.
So learning your mother tongue is also special, so you can actually pass it on to your family and keep it going.
Yeah, keep it alive.
Yeah.
And actually, people who learn languages are smarter.
Yes.
And like us. So the reason why is because
So knowing lots of languages like makes your brain more like active, and you're like cramming more things in. And did you know, because it's all about use, the younger you are, the easier it is to learn more language. So like if you were like in your 50s and then suddenly you wanted to pick up, I don't know, German, then you don't trying to learn that, it'll be very hard. Oh, harder than it is for now.
Guten Morgen. My name is Jaden. That's the only thing I know how to say in German.
Good. That's good.
Nice. But actually, jokes aside, that's what you said is true. When I was little, this was a mistake that my parents made, and they always say that they've regretted it. When I was young, I could speak English, Vietnamese, and my dad's mother tongue, Tamil, which is a southern Indian language, which is mostly spoken. So all of anybody who's Indian and that lives in Singapore will 99% of them speak Tamil. Maybe a few of them speak Hindi. And in Sri Lanka, some people speak it. And in the Tamil Nadu, which is the south of India, they speak it. So I could speak that and Vietnamese. And then that was when I was around 3, actually, so very young. And then when I was 5 and started my school, my parents decided to stop teaching me how to speak it because they thought that it would get in the way of my English education. And because I was only learning English now, I forgot both of them. I forgot how to speak Tamil and I forgot how to speak Vietnamese. And you must be thinking that surely because you spoke it, you still would have remembered some of it. But when I say forget, I mean forget completely, like even simple phrases. So I relearned Vietnamese a couple, 3 years ago, and now I can speak it fluently. I haven't actually started to relearn Tamil yet, because my dad said that maybe I could try Chinese, and I am enjoying that. But next year I'll also probably be starting Tamil as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, my parents said that when you're young, you can actually learn three languages at once, and it shouldn't be a problem for you. So my parents said that that was their fault in, you know, not actually doing that for me. So
I think like it's just some kids that would probably struggle with it, but like knowing you, Jaden, I think you'd be fine. But like for me, my parents, we actually speak like a, they call it broken Hindi, so it's like not as like as formal as the people in India would, and so that I guess makes it easier, I guess. But like I don't know. And I also learned a bit of Japanese at school for like last 3 years. So, watashi wa namae wa Jayushika desu, which is my name is Jay.
Flex.
So, yeah, I think that learning languages is really cool. And yes, it just gives you another skill for your work application. I don't know, CV.
Yeah. And actually, you might be thinking, well, like, I don't have money to get a tutor. Well, now there's no excuse.
No.
Okay, so this is what I'm doing. I'm going on my phone right now. I'm going into the App Store and searching up language app. So I'm sure that everybody listening to this has, if it's not a phone, they might have an iPad or they have a computer, right? Or even in school, they'll have it. So let's go. Language learning app. I'm typing it on my phone.
Because to be honest, like, as good as Google Translate is, we can't rely solely. Yeah. We can't rely solely on it. So there's so many other things to
use. Let me read out the first. Okay, I'm going to just scroll down. I would say there's roughly around a couple hundred of these. Okay, so let me read out some. Duolingo. HelloTalk. Oh, Kapu, which I think that's a Maori language learning app.
Kapu.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay, no, I didn't read it properly. Kupu, yeah. And then you have Busuu Learning, iHandy Translator, and then Rosetta Stone, Mondly, Bright, Iwa, Hello Chinese, that's just for Chinese. And then you have Hi Native, Language Learning. Man, there's so many. Drops, Babbel, you know. And so there is totally no excuse for you not to be able to learn a language. And of course, I guess it is kind of hard, but if you really do want to learn a language, then there shouldn't be any excuse.
Yeah, and we all know that if it's even hard to get an app, because not all apps are free, I'm sure in school you might use Education Perfect. And on Education Perfect, there are actually lots of languages you can learn too. So if you're like free, if you just finish your homework on there, you could just like pop in, do a couple of tasks on there. And it's really cool because we live in like a really multicultural town. We can go to like events. Like just last week there was a Garba night at the university hall, and I went along to that, and that was like really fun. And it's also offered as subjects and correspondence subjects as well in like every school. Like if you are deeply passionate about learning it, I'm sure they will help you to find someone to help.
Yeah, so actually I'm learning, I'm doing Chinese, like I said before, as a subject in school, but I'm doing it as correspondence since we do not have a teacher. And that's working fine for me. So, I mean, ideally it would be better to have a teacher, but it still works, you know? So, And here are some other benefits of learning languages. This is not just about whether it's your mother tongue. Let's say that, you know, you grow up in a family that only speaks English. And let's say if you learn Spanish, okay? So many things can open up. Job opportunities in countries that speak Spanish, and also including America, because, you know, there is a wide Spanish-speaking population and a lot of European countries. Also, you know, you can get a Spanish girlfriend or boyfriend. But also you can understand the culture more. I think understanding other cultures is very important. And it's important to be able to have a gateway for that. And also, while in New Zealand, this is just, I think maybe Jay could agree with me on this, that it's quite important, I think, that you should learn Māori.
Yeah, if you just like even just picking up a couple of phrases, like just to say to your friends or like your family, teaching your family, like that's just like a start of something. And so,
And like you might not do it further. Like I learnt Māori a bit in primary and intermediate, and I decided not to take it as a subject. But now because I have that foundation, you know, and that's also helped me learn a lot more about Māori culture, which I think is important when we live in New Zealand, where, you know, there is a Māori population here as well. So,
Yeah, that's all we have to say. And, like, having what we were mainly focusing on today with language barrier is that, like, even if someone may speak a different language, we can still talk to them through, like, Google Translate. And everyone is, like, the same. We're all humans and we all have a heart, so we can always help each other no matter what, even if we don't speak the same language.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And I think that if you, yeah, like I said before, if you really want to learn the language, there will always be a way to learn it. So, yeah. Anyway, we are running out of time. We have 2 more minutes, so we'll just be playing a song, and probably it'll have to fade out when we run out of time. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Global Youth NZ this week on 105.4 FM.
Ka kite, everyone.
Yep. See you next week.
I woke up pissed off today, and lately everyone feels fake. Somewhere I lost a piece of me, smoking cigarettes on balconies. But I can't do this alone. Sometimes I just need a light. If I call you on the phone, need you on the other side. So when your tears roll down your pillow like a river, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. When you're screaming, but they only hear you whisper, I'll be there for you. But you gotta be there for me too. Too. Last year took a toll on me, but I made it with you next to me. Around the world and back again.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.